Welcome to the Log Newscast, providing context for today's boating and fishing news. I'm Catherine Clements.
And I'm Jordan Darling. The Log Newscast is a bi-monthly podcast to provide in-depth context highlighting experts and witnesses in the log's news stories.
Seafood for Heroes is a company born from COVID-19. This company steps up in the time of crisis to help provide healthy and sustainable seafood meals for first responders on the front lines of disasters. Mark Cotter is the CEO of the food group and gave a full explanation of everything that Seafood for Heroes has been doing to help first responders battling the emergency in Ukraine.
So we stumbled upon an article talking about Seafood for Heroes program providing meals for Ukrainian first responders. And I just need to know how you're involved with that, how it's been going, what you've accomplished, how you're doing it.
Well, the program itself began several years ago, which was to aid all first responders, starting with the COVID crisis, which was the Napa Seafood Foundation started almost 10 years ago. And it was to support people and communities and families around the seafood industry around the world. And it was very project-based that we would set out and get people to basically put together what they felt was earnable or a project that they felt that their communities would want to participate in. We would work with them on or fund. So we've built schools in Nicaragua. We've created penny loan programs for women in India to get into the seafood selling industry and the markets where they are. We have a program going on in Peru right now to educate and train the fishermen, the line fishermen in the mahi-mahi industry. And then when COVID hit, we decided we should put our efforts as an organization towards helping first responders. And that's where the concept of Seafood for Heroes came from, which was utilizing our fundraising efforts and our seafood community to be able to raise money and create meals, healthier seafood meals, to first responders around the country. One of our members is also on the leadership team at Red Lobster. And then we decided to partner with Red Lobster from a national perspective and then independent restaurants from a local perspective to create meals to send to hospitals and healthcare facilities to those that were working long hours to support those with COVID. So when we completed that around the country in 22 different cities and 1,800 meals, we decided when efforts had died down that we would keep Seafood for Heroes going and then use that as a foundation, as a program that we could use ongoing for efforts that would happen. So when tornadoes hit Kentucky and Arkansas, we said, let's mobilize and send meals and food, seafood, to those that are helping those that are in need. So to the Red Cross and the other volunteers that were supporting those families that needed help in three major cities, in Denver, part of Red Lobster, Trent produced the meals. And so we're just moving that effort. When the crisis happened in Ukraine, we said, how can we mobilize? Because we are a global organization with seafood companies to help those refugees in Poland and the surrounding areas of Ukraine. So what we discovered right away was that it's very hard to do that with the same ways that we were doing it here in the U.S. because it was very difficult to find restaurants and or chain restaurants that could help us do that. So my company has worked with World Central Kitchen prior to this during COVID around the U.S., figuring out ways that we can help them create meals and sending them food from our clients, and said, well, they'd be a natural resource. So they had set up systems and processes already in those cities. So we thought the best thing we can do after contacting them was to raise money through our effort to then help them produce meals in the areas that they're in. And then also recruit where we could with companies in those markets to get volunteers to sign up for shifts that would help prepare the meals based upon how they are organized. So that's what we're doing now. We took the opportunity of timing of the Cena show to actually create and basically add advertising in all of their communication properties. So my company, the food group, created the ads, and then we placed them in all the marketing communications around the show. And then that sparked interest from Cena writers to then write about the program itself. Again, to have all of the people that were in and around the show and all of the companies that are around the show participate and contribute to the Seafood for Heroes program, which now obviously we're focusing on getting meals to those refugees and those workers in the border countries where they have left Ukraine to go.
What are you doing to raise money to help Ukraine? Are you guys doing fundraisers?
We have ongoing fundraising efforts, which are basically outside of communicating and directly communicating to those in and around the seafood industry globally. We are doing that program on an ongoing basis. And then we are coordinating and working on our annual fundraiser, which is now scheduled for June, which hasn't happened in a couple of years because of COVID, but now it's back, which is kind of our main fundraising effort. We've been around the Napa Seafood Summit, which is where the top leaders in the seafood industry gather every year. And so we're working on that program right now as our major fundraiser, but we will continue to do it through our digital marketing efforts, our social media efforts, and so on. In and around not only the industry, but also directly.
And then this might be a silly question, but once you've collected all the funds that you've raised, do you just send a check to someone in Ukraine?
World Central Kitchen is already organized to mobilize in that same old country. So we make what money we raise for the efforts that promoting the helping those in Ukraine go directly to those in Ukraine through World Central Kitchen. So what we do is we help fund World Central Kitchen through those fundraising efforts, which is the best way that they feel anybody can help them, because they've got the boots on the ground and they need funding. They're getting plenty of support in terms of products and things from not only the U.S., but around the countries. We are trying to coordinate to then send actual seafood in bulk to their commissary kitchens that they've set up. But that's a whole other non-fundraising effort. It's getting just companies to figure out if they can get them food products, basically. Transportation, all the logistics involved in doing that.
Will you just explain to me the dynamic between you guys and Red Lobster and how you get meals from them?
So the way that we did the meals with Red Lobster was we, as the Heroes team, reached out in the different cities to the different hospitals and so on, seeking their need for meals for the healthcare workers. And then the teams, the regional teams at Red Lobster were doing the same. So there were certain cities that where they had no coverage and they had no support. We would then find independent restaurants around the area to prepare meals and send to those hospitals.
Seafood for Heroes adjusted its traditional way of helping to accommodate the emergency in Ukraine by raising money through fundraisers to give to the World Central Kitchen location that is currently set up in Ukraine. For those interested in helping, you can go to the Seafood for Heroes website and donate money to World Central Kitchen. The donations will go towards sourcing local seafood in Ukraine and surrounding areas to provide the first responders with fresh meals.
This has been the Log Newscast.
May you have fair winds and following seas. Until next time, this is Jordan.
And this is Catherine.
Signing off.